One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world. WWCR 5890 on your radio dial. Glad to have you in here with us. Got a great program. Want you to stay tuned to Obligations of Faith. You know, our faith is the principle of what we do. We have fruits according to the Bible unto holiness and everlasting life, being made free from sin. We have this end of the commandment, which is charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience, that we press toward the mark and the high calling which is in our Father. Now, obligations to whom? Obligations to our Creator, for the benefit of ourself. The Bible says that what would you give in exchange if you had something to exchange for the obligation that is set before you, running the race that is set before you with patience, you know, studying to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, keeping the faith obligations to the Creator, to whom you owe your life and your soul. Paul mentioned that he was a prisoner. Now, before that, he was a servant under the law. And the end of that was the fruits of unrighteousness made perfect by flesh to righteousness, and our faith that's delivering ourselves to the end is not the benefit of our convictions if we don't keep a true heart ever pressing toward the mark and the high calling toward Yahweh. Now the Bible says, for conviction and for obligations, I'd like to tell you that the obligations of our faith that was once delivered to the saints is the purpose for this end that we work toward, whether we will be accepted or rejected through the performance of our obligation. Let's talk about Sabbath obligations for just a moment. Do you know what day the Sabbath comes? Are you prepared to keep his Sabbaths if he so desired you to do so? Why would he want you to particularly pick a day for you to pause and to rest and to look up and wait for his redemption that draweth nigh? Blessed are they to whom I find obligated or watching for his coming. Now, his coming is a revelation within you, not a physical outward coming that you can observe with your two eyes, for he cometh not with observation, but the coming would be within for you to perform those obligations. Sabbath obligations start with performance. How do you perform the obligation of his demand for the commandment? Now, the Bible says again, if a man says that he loves Yahweh and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Taking the fourth commandment into an observance of our understanding for the faith that was once delivered, we perform these obligations today by faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. You know, when they built a fire, we're told in the Bible that they were stoned to death. My heavens. How would you like to be under a commandment to be killed before lighting a fire for the purpose of keeping yourself warm or your family? Was that the reason that they were killed and stoned? I don't think so. So rightly interpreting the obligation is our first order of business as we stress the performance to obligate ourselves to Yahweh. How do we keep the obligation? We study to show ourselves approved. Now, I've been on the road a long time. Not that I've got any closer to keeping the obligation, but how can I keep it without understanding it? I was scared to death when I read that Yahweh killed a man before lighting a fire on a certain day called Sabbath. Well, the first commandment for the obligation is in Mark 12:29. And that scared me as well, for it says, hear the commandment, do the commandment, keep the commandment, for if you say that you love him and don't keep it, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. I feared greatly for breaking the commandments without understanding. I didn't know that that man that was stoned to death violated the principle of not lighting the fire. The question that I had in my mind without studying and knowing was that he was killed just for lighting a fire. I wondered if at that time, in this same place that he was killed and stoned to death, if the weather ever was cold enough that they would like a fire built, and why would it be a sin to light a fire and to be healed for doing so. I didn't understand. My understanding was void until I began to study. And Yahweh showed me the result of the study brought peace and understanding. Study to show yourself approved. This man that lit the fire lit it for commercial reasons, not for the reasons of keeping warm, but to enhance his pocket or his bank account by baking bread in his ovens to sell after the Sabbath. And so to get a leg up, if you will, on the people of his competition, he lit a fire and was caught working on the Sabbath, which is in violation of the obligation that is dedicated mainly to Yah, to love him, to rest, to cease, and to obey Yahweh's commandment. Now, when he said to rest, what day is the rest day to begin with? Well, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, it's recorded there that Ezekiel lays out the pattern very clearly for the understanding. I used to think that the Sabbath was on Sunday because of our calendar experience, and we would worship on Sunday through the Gregorian calendar. This calendar was evolved over time, changed periodically, and my understanding was a void other than the tradition of looking up on the wall for the calendar to tell me when to bow my knee, when to rest, and when to observe these commandments to keep the Sabbath. This obligation of Sunday was based upon a Gregorian understanding, and it fit well into the traditions of the church that I belonged to as a young Baptist boy back when I was a youngster, baptized at 9 years of age. Fruits and the holiness was almost unknown. I just saved. No change in my life. But I was told that I was saved because I believed in Jesus and confessed him. And therefore, I was under the new covenant. Now, this new covenant is something that I'd like to talk to you about for just a moment, to let you know exactly why this new covenant is commanded for us to believe under the obligation that we have to serve Yahweh. Just exactly what is the new covenant? Well, the Baptists taught that the law was never able to save us, and rightfully so. The law was given not because that people were right, but because of disobedience of people who would not keep Yahweh's commandments under the obligation that Yahweh expected from them. Therefore, he brought grace after leaving the commandments to the flesh man to condemn it under the law. You see, most people think that the law had saving power when it had none. The law was given through the blood of an animal. And that animal, rightfully so, would keep Israel perfect under the covenant to come as a substitute under the obligation that Yahweh was going to come finally in the end, called the new covenant. This is the new covenant that will I make with them after those days, saith Yahweh. I will write them on their heart and put it into their minds. I will be merciful to their sins and remember them no more. Now, basically, friends, we're talking about an abolishment of the old covenant, which is the law of animal sacrifices, which could never, that's the fault of the obligation that we find, it could never do away with sin. It would only do for 1 year. The high priest, on the 10th day of the month of Abib, the high priest would go in and offer up the blood of an animal for the obligations to cover sin under the first covenant. The second covenant was that the Messiah himself appeared in the end to abolish or put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, therefore freely forgiven. We were out from under the bondage called the Old Covenant, which we know as the law. Was the law then void? No. When we had the debt paid, we were forgiven freely, and we became so happy under the New Covenant that we believed that we had been saved from the obligation of not going back under the covenant of a blood of a bull, to be under the covenant age of the Redeemer who forgave us of sin eternally. Praise Yahweh. And the new covenant is the law of the Creator written upon the hearts and the minds of his people. The world has adopted the Bible as its own. And the Bible is not written to the world. It's written to the obligations of a few. For straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Bring forth fruits worthy of repentance, which is the first step under the new covenant, through water baptism for the remission of sin, as preached in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, when the question was directly asked for the obligation of the sins of the people who heard and believed and repented and was baptized, and the same day, the same hour, the same minute, and the same second that they were added to the church. 3,000 souls after the initial 120 as a basis of obligation renewal of the new covenant, which was to bring forth the gospel that would commit itself toward the abolishing of the obligation of our sins when it was offered up under the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb, which freely forgave us eternally for our sins. Didn't give us a license to go out and commit more sin. It was to remove the stain of the original sin of Adam, which was his fallen state, to be raised to where it's written on our heart as a new covenant under the obligations that we had, to be freely forgiven, to appear before him without sin unto salvation when we understand the new covenant. May Yahweh give you the understanding of the obligation of the commitment, that the first step toward these obligations is repentance and for water baptism in the name of Yahweh. And the name of Yahweh is actually the key to forgiveness. All sin, ladies and gentlemen, is under the new covenant where the remission of sins is to be used to renew your faith under His name, and all believers, beginning at Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago till this present time, the obligation is for you to take that first step here, believe and obey. Hear the gospel, believe the gospel, and obey the gospel. The Bible says, why call me, Yahweh, Master, and do not the things that I say to do? Do not be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word, confessing, acknowledge Him, and repent, and be baptized in that wonderful name, and receive the joy of the knowledge of the remission of your sins. It feels so good to know that for the first time in your life you've heard the truth, and the truth of the understanding will make you free from the law of sin and death, which was pronounced upon every man with the removal of that obligation as we take the step. The Bible said if we draw near unto Him, He draws near unto us. If we take one step toward Him, He takes two steps toward us. If we withdraw from Him, He withdraws from us. And when we draw near, it gives us the love shed abroad to remove those things which was contrary to us, nail it to the torture stake. That's the understanding of the purpose of how to remove those steps to fulfill the obligation that we have to walk in and become a new creature under the new covenant that Yahweh Himself gave us this law, which was against us. It's contrary. We had to do something, and the Bible said they that disobeyed the law died without mercy, like the man making a fire. His grace was that the fire be not made to bring wealth or money under that condition for the purpose of warming and keeping his family warm. There was no law against that. But he got caught for commercially building a fire to do the chores of his livelihood and to make gain on the Sabbath. That was a direct breaking of the Sabbath, and therefore they deemed that he would die without mercy. What about today with the fourth commandment obligation? Could you get away with working on the Sabbath? If the man that died for commercially building a fire to heat his bread to sell the day after the Sabbath, of course he would have gain and benefit from it. Therefore, violation of his obligations to Yahweh. Yahweh asked him to rest, to do no servile work, and to make gain. And therefore, he defiled Yahweh's word and died without mercy. Consider yourself as you make your election and calling sure that you be sure that you don't make the same mistake that young man made on behalf, you say, well, he probably was in debt. He probably needed the money. You see, there was nothing different in the days that we read about this example than there is today. We've got 1,000 reasons, probably, that we could think of to work on the Sabbath and to meet our obligations to self rather than to obligate our desires to Yahweh, which would pay more in the long run. Those that have heard the word and obey it, just like keeping the festivals. I'm so delighted, having just got out of the festival here last week when we broke the festival and came forth keeping another Tabernacles Festival as we gathered together here and worshiped and obligated ourselves to the commandment of failing not to assemble. We did so joyfully. We had a great festival, and it done my heart good by faith. You see, any time that you obey Yahweh, you feel good. The young man that ignorantly built a fire to enhance his pocketbook or his savings account or to save money, he lost his life before breaking the Sabbath. What about today if you break Sabbath? First of all, you've got to know when the Sabbath day comes, and when you find out the truth, it would have been better for you not to know it than to know the very day that you're breaking and to fail your obligations, because the Bible said when much is known, much is required. And I began to think about those things as a young lad, studying the Bible. The more you read and the more you understand, the more you are responsible for your walk and your life before Yahweh. Because when you know to do good and to do it not, it's definitely a sin towards your obligations. And I'm thinking tonight in terms of obligations. When you stand before him and you bow the knee, what are you going to give in exchange for the obligations that is demanded for you? Have you met your obligations when you heard that word, when you understood, and when you walked in and you found rest for your soul? Having done that, and then turned from the holy commandment, which is to say, if a man says that he loves Yahweh and won't keep his commandment, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, it says in the 18th verse, where there is no vision, the people perish. In other words, if you can't see the light of your obligations and to walk in and to obey that form of gospel, how can you say that you are holy and just and good? As it says in the Bible, it tells us that Yahweh's law is not grievous. John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, said the law is holy. It's just and it's good. There's no different today than there was 3,000 years ago when this young lad built a fire to enhance his revenue and make gain on the Sabbath. He failed his obligations. You know, just like the manna they were told together 6 days and not together on the Sabbath day, because on the sixth day he would make a double portion and they would gather enough for the Sabbath day that they didn't have to work, and therefore Yahweh let them rest. But they, the greedy, the hungry, you see, Israelites love to eat, drink, and be merry. And they think that they are obligated to go out there, and when they find these treasures of disobedience, and there is a lot of treasure in disobedience, but every disobedience has a just recompense of reward. Know that you're going to be brought into judgment for every disobedience. Your works are going before you, and you're going to stand before Yahweh, and you're going to be judged under the covenant. And you're going to hear him say either, well done, for the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh. No, for not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified, Romans 2:13. Remember, your obligations toward Yahweh is to perform, to study, to pray, to agonize. You know, I've studied on the Sabbath for probably a good 40 years of trying to learn what day the Sabbath comes on. We're told in various places that we can tell, we know that the Messiah himself kept the Sabbath on the very day that the Jews were keeping the Sabbath, in John chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. The issue of circumcision came up because Yahweh was healing a young lad and the Jews were circumcising. All this was going on the Sabbath. Both of them commanded on the eighth day to sacrifice and to worship the Sabbath and to circumcise on the Sabbath. Each one doing something separate, one justifying and one condemning. Do we make void the law through faith? Almighty Yahweh forbid. For yea, we establish the law, according to Romans 3:31. Christ performed the healing on the Sabbath day. The Jews performed the ritual of the circumcision on the Sabbath day. Both of them were just in doing what they were doing, for they were commanded on the eighth day, proving it was the Sabbath, ladies and gentlemen, and the obligation was being met both by the Jews and the Gentiles and in the outer court, and the Messiah himself was performing a healing in the temple to bring forth the obligation of his commitment to faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please. The Jews wanted to do something, and therefore they looked into the perfect law of liberty under the obligation being a doer, but yet condemning someone else who did something on the Sabbath day, which is healed, which was the greater, that which was healed or that which was circumcised, both of them keeping the law and his commandments. For hereby we do know him if we keep his commandments. The Pharisee had a keeping of the law. They fasted twice a week, which was good. Christ said, hear it and do everything that the Pharisees bid you to do in keeping the obligation of the commandment. But do not after their works. You see, they condemned Christ for healing, and they thought that their righteousness exceeded the faith work that they didn't understand that the Messiah was performing the healing. They couldn't understand that, how that the new covenant made it abundantly clear that a law was observed through faith, and that a law of keeping the Sabbath was observed by performance. Both of these were righteous. Both of these were true. Both of these examples was good. For the law is good, the law is holy, and the doers of the law shall be justified. Romans 2:13 again. Therefore, Yahweh wants you to cover your obligations by performance. Obey. Study. Study to show yourself approved. Workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of his truth. Purposely, pressing toward the mark. Be about your Father's business. Man, here in the festival, I saw brothers that would come in with signs on their automobiles, giving scripture, telephone numbers, offering to send them tracts and information. It's wonderful. Praise Yahweh to become a publisher like the man named Legion, out of whom Christ cast the demons out and destroyed 3,000 swine. He was full of the demons of hell. And yet he become a publisher, freely publishing what the Messiah had done for him according to the gospel of their obligation. Everyone is required to seek their own soul salvation. Your obligation, number one, hear, O Israel, Mark 12:29. Follow the commandment of loving him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And the good man said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Thou knowest the law. What does it say? And he said, well, I've kept all them from my youth up. And the Messiah informed him then, sell what you have and give and go and serve me. And the Bible says the young man went away very sorrowful. You see, he could keep the commandments of loving Yahweh, but he couldn't part with the prosperity of what serving Yahweh is all about. Some people get a big nest egg build up and they want to sit on it. And the cankerworm and the caterpillars begin to destroy. And the more is destroyed, the tighter and resentfulness begins to build, and they become bitter subjects of prosperity. You know, Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Job said it so good when he said, Yahweh giveth and Yahweh taketh. But blessed be the name of Yahweh. Who are they that do share in their obligations to purchase their powers of obedience in order to have faith? You see, it don't depend on the amount you got in the bank. It depends on the amount you've got in your heart. For with a little, Yahweh can turn it into much. much, Yahweh can turn it into little. If Yahweh be for you, who can be against you? If you're performing that work by faith that He's purposed in your heart for you to draw nigh to Him by keeping the commitment of your obligations, turning into the steps that it takes to find the final door to enter in to peace. And the Bible says, happy is the man whose light is Yahweh. Yahweh knows that in him is the law that is kept in his heart rather than in his flesh man, which the law was to condemn sin in the flesh. Therefore, no flesh will glory in his sight. But by the performance of the obligation, you still need to take those necessary steps to return to Him with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, and your strength is for the first commandment. The second commandment, do not have any idols before Him. Ladies and gentlemen, that's very important, to have no God before Him. To love Him and to serve Him and to love your neighbor, keep yourself unspotted from the world, to love Him and keep His Sabbath is a step toward the kingdom of performance against your obligations. Yes, you're obligated to serve Him, to walk upright before Him, and to honor Him with all your heart, all your mind, and all of your soul. Yahweh knows those who love Him, and let everyone that loves Him turn from sin. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, or Master, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which was his Spirit, which is in heaven, which is in you, according to Matthew 7, verse 21. Notice this. Blessed are they that do the will of Yahweh to meet their obligations, and those who perform it, and those who perfect it, studying daily in the Bible to turn from their sins and their wicked ways and to enter in to the kingdom and run the race with patience. For the Messiah is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth, according to Romans 10, verse 4. Now, the law ceased to exist once the Messiah was sacrificed for your sin, for by the blood of a goat, it was impossible for it to eternally save you. Now that you have much better promises under the new covenant, kept forever, eternally, present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the kingdom. Now, if you do that, you're not far from the kingdom. Being made free from sin so that you can meet your obligations, because you've had this burden of the law off of the flesh man to where you're free, and where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is liberty to perform your obligations. I've studied many hours in the Bible to try to understand what Yahweh expected and desired of my life. I have come short, but we all have. I have not met my obligations all of the time. But the Bible said to strive to enter in, for there's none good, no, not one. Not one righteous man. But the key of understanding how to meet your obligations is what we're talking about here in performance. Studying to show yourself approved. I studied, like I say, for over 40 years on the Sabbath, trying to understand the day that he expected me to appear. Finally got into Saturday, kept that for 20 years. And then I got the true the Sabbath by going to the lunar and determining the time of the calendar. Now, some of you have inquired about the calendar. If you're listening tonight, the calendar will be coming out around the end of December in time for you to have preparation of your obligations to be met by the appointed times according to the book of Genesis 1:14, for he appointed the sun and the moon, the two great lights in the heavens, for the appointments. Satan said in the 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah, I'll be like the Most High. And by changing the times and seasons, according to Daniel 7:25, a lot of people have missed their obligation by failing to study, by taking things of tradition. Well, you reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep the tradition, and Satan made it very handy by the Gregorian time count to take most people on earth out of the end of the commandment and to miss the obligation commitment that Yahweh was looking for and demanding for those who barely escaped and came in by the skin of their teeth. Therefore, to honor the obligation, Yahweh wants you to press toward the mark and the high calling, to study, to show yourself approved, and to fast and to pray, and to get in the Bible, get your concordance out, do your word searches, look up, and if you are committed, Yahweh will bless you and add to your faith knowledge and temperance and faith, which without faith it would be impossible to please him. Have patience when you pray. Have patience when you study. And have patience when you perform your obligations. Yes, you have obligations tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I pray that Yahweh could bless you in the series of steps toward the kingdom to repent, to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh. This name is beginning to grow. This name is above every name. And tonight, if you will come honest before him, spread your hands and your heart toward him. Those who love him and those who serve him will have the ability to be the recipient of everlasting life. The law still stands to condemn the flesh, to make you a sinner. The grace stands to give you understanding that Yahweh will help you meet your obligations under the covenant to love him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Now, we had a great festival. I'm very thankful for those who attended and those who came and those who met their obligations toward Yahweh. We got a lot done. Praise Yahweh. Got a lot of Bible studies in, and got a lot of work around the King's Gate, and it was very wonderful to see brothers and sisters come together, meeting their obligations, given freely of their tithe and offering. My, how it blessed the ones that attended to see the unity that brought us together to meet our obligations. We pray that Yahweh would give you blessings as we're going to tell you exactly how to take those steps necessary to eliminate the things that is against you, contrary to you, and nailed to the torture stake where the Messiah replaced the blood of goats and bulls, which could never take away sin. It was a continuous offering once a year in the holiest of holies. Now, by the blood of himself, he appeared in the end of the world to meet his obligation. Think about his obligations. While you were yet in your sin, he loved you under the grace side of his covenant, that he went and bared your sins upon the torture stake, offered himself up without spot and wrinkle, where he was a perfected source of the elimination of the obligations that you had to stand or to be where he was. You see, it could have been you that was offered up and tested and tried by grace through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of Yahweh. You became the recipient of his everlasting love. And greater love hath no man than this, but to lay down his life for you. For the Messiah is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth, according to Romans 10 and 4, as it's a eliminator of your obligations. If you'll take a step toward him tonight, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh, love your brother, love Yahweh's Sabbath, remember it and keep it holy, and Yahweh will stand with you as he forgives you your obligations through obedience. Do you think that the Messiah is the end of the law? I know that there's nothing good that you can do, but for the obedience of what he done, it was good for you to receive it in faith, that you can meet your obligations through him, that is, through faith. That he offered himself up without spot and wrinkle, taking your place and go where you couldn't go, do what you could not do. And you've heard of the patience of Job. You've seen the end of our Messiah, that he was very pitiful and of tender mercy, according to James 5 and 11. But, brethren, we've seen the goal. We've seen the result. He done that for you. He suffered. He died so that he could fulfill his obligation. Therefore, now through faith, you have an obligation to show your respect and love by keeping his commandments, by taking those steps that's necessary to turn from your wicked ways to believe Yahweh's truth, and to walk in and find rest for your soul. First step, obligate to eliminate. Remember that. Obligate yourself to Yahweh to eliminate your sins through righteousness. For John came preaching water baptism for the remission of sin. The Messiah confirmed it by accepting and being baptized of John's baptism to fulfill the Messiah himself begin to preach himself. A repentance message through water baptism in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. And according to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 1, it was known that John, who had a question about purifying, the Pharisees that questioned his gospel about purifying, they knew that the Messiah himself preached and baptized more disciples than John did. So therefore, the law of repentance still stands. It includes the fourth commandment, which on the day that Yahweh obligated himself for you, he actually died on the 14th at going down of the sun and entered his rest on the high holy Sabbath of a Passover. It was a high day, ladies and gentlemen, when they laid him in the tomb. Yahweh went there for you to honor his commitment. Can you honor him by going there and remembering the day that he went there through the festivals of your understanding? You'll learn a lot by keeping his commandments. You'll learn a lot by understanding his desire for you to draw near to him to meet your obligations. And I hope and pray tonight that I have said something that would turn you toward the path of righteousness. Love Yahweh. Repent. Be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sin. Love him and keep his Sabbath on a lunar calendar. And we have one of those that we could send you if you'd like to have a lunar calendar. Just write to Pastor Buddy here at Post Office Box 568. That's in Sweetwater, Tennessee, with the zip code 37874. Again, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Meet your obligations to prepare yourself, studying, to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word, not being ashamed, but being accountable to your obligations that he commanded for you to do. You've got something to do, neighbor. Repent today. Be baptized in his name. Start fellowshipping men and brethren of the common faith. And learn about Yahweh. Oh, how wonderful it is to get around brothers and sisters and hear their testimony. And to listen to their knowledge. To make notes. I've been so hungry in my life, I made notes. I read, I prayed, I fasted, and I sought Yahweh through knowledge to forgive my sins through the obligations of his purpose in me before the foundation of the world. I felt my calling before the foundation of the world. I hope you feel yours tonight. And you'll meet your obligations by writing Pastor Buddy here at the assembly. I will gladly send you out tracts. We have one on The Creator Knows You by Name. We have one on Hallelujah. And several others that we can send to you. We have a calendar. If you'd like one, just request a calendar. Brother Steve tonight is working on our calendar before the year 2012. You should be ready to meet your obligations and to study to show yourself approved by taking the first step toward meeting those obligations. Now, you need to go and call us if you'd like to communicate with us. Take down my number, 423-351-1082. If you would like to call my cell phone tonight, That's Pastor Buddy at 423-333-0392. If you'd like to go to our website, Brother Bob has our website up and running, all of the messages posted, meeting his obligation to supply you with the knowledge of a lot of sermon messages to show you the way, to be a lamp to your feet. That's oneyahweh.com, www, World Wide Web, oneyahweh.com. That's all you need. We send this message out, especially to those that love Yahweh, that are faithful, that pray and listen and fast and study to show themselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, always being about their Father's business. Blessings be in the name of Yahweh. And remember your obligations.